Taf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We'll start Nun Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, continuing on with discussion of dreams. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachman Amar Yainasun Ein Mar Leila Adam El Mehur Libay. The dreams that a person has, what he thinks about during the day, he dreams at night. As we mentioned before, there are different types of dreams. There's some dreams which are nevuas, some dreams that malachim are bringing tidings to a person during his dream, through the dream. But many dreams are just what a person thinks about during the day, he dreams it at night. Where do we see the Shenemra Ant Malka Rainecha Nishkaver Saliku? Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that your thoughts, what you're thinking about, came to you at night in your bed. And alternatively from here, Rainel Lavavech Tinda, that Daniel said, I'm telling you, I'm explaining your dreams of what you were thinking, what the things that were in your mind, meaning what you were thinking about during the day. That's how I was able to interpret and tell you what the dream was about. A proof that a person, he dreams what he thinks about. They don't show a person to a dream, a palm tree of gold. A person doesn't think about palm trees of gold, and so he doesn't dream about it. And they also don't show him an elephant that comes into the eye of the needle. So those are things that people don't think about, they don't see, and that doesn't come to their mind during the day. So it doesn't come to them in the dreams at night either. They say that the Jewish people are very smart. So tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. He said to him, you'll see that the Persians will make you come to work, they'll be mishab at you, and you'll have to work for them. And you'll have to pasture chazerim in pastures, pasture the chazerim in unclean pastures with a staff of gold. So he was so worried about it, so preoccupied with that. Here are kula yema ulurta chazer. He thought about it the whole day, and that's what he dreamt at night. That's what he saw at night. A similar maisa omer leishur malka l'shmuel amrisa de chamisa tuva. They say that you, the Yidden, are very smart. Emily, my chazin b'chal, might tell me what I'm going to dream in my dream tonight. Amalei, he said, you'll see, chazin also ramoy v'shavol, he'll be captured by the Romans. V'tachna ba k'shay sabar chay d'dahav, and they'll force you to grind date pits with, in a golden mill, a rechayim of gold. Here, kuli yom v'lar t'chaza, and that's what he thought about it the whole day. He was so worried about it, he thought about it the whole day, and that's what he dreamt at night. This person, Bar Hedya, he was known as an interpreter of dreams. He interpreted dreams. Someone who paid him, he interpreted it for good. But someone who didn't pay him, he interpreted it for bad. Abai v'Rava Chazuchalma, both Abai and Rava saw dreams. Abai yavle zuza v'Rava lo yavle. Abaye paid him, and Rava did not want to pay him. Amrilei Akvina B'chalma, they said that we saw in our dream, Shorcha Tavuch Leinecha. So it was the pasuk that your shor will be slaughtered before your eyes. So that was the pasuk that was read to them in the dreams. L'Rava Amrilei, so Rava, he didn't pay him, so he interpreted L'Ra. L'Rava Amara Pasit Yiske, V'lei Hanalel Mechel Mutzvah Delibach. Your business will go down, and you'll be so upset about it that you won't be able to eat. That's shorcha tavuch leinecha in front of your eyes. Labaya amar marvach yiskev lo yahanach lemecha mechad v'delibach. You'll be so successful, your business will prosper so much, and you won't want to eat. You'll be so happy and so satisfied with your good fortune that you won't even be interested in eating. Amalei, they said to him the following pasuk in a similar manner. Akrina and banim avonis toilid, and said that you'll have birth to children, but they will go and be captured. They'll go into captivity. L'rava amalei kivishus. L'rava, he interpreted the literal way in l'ra. L'abai amalei, he interpreted l'gur, but v'nach v'nosach d'nefishe, u'mitzvah banschach l'alma, You'll have so many children, you'll have so many sons and daughters, your daughters will be married to people from parts, different parts of the world. It will be as if they were captured. I mean, if they, as if they went into captivity, because they'll marry and go to different lands. But basically, he was telling him a very good thing, that he'll have huge, large mishpacha, and they'll be, his daughters will be sought after for marriage. Akrinim, they had said the following pasuk, that your sons and daughters will be given to other nations. They said you'll have a large family, you'll have a lot of sons and daughters. At Amrad Lekrivah, you would want to marry them to your relatives. Vihi Amrad Lekrivah, and your wife will want to marry them off to her relatives. And she'll force pressure you, and at the end you'll agree and marry them off, marry the children off to her relatives. So that's as if it's another nation, I mean a different family. But basically, it was a good interpretation. It's a good thing. Rava Amar La, he said, the base of Shchiva, va'at b'nei avansa l'idei yitzach rita, va'asa b'nei avansa l'idei yitzach rita. He said to him that his wife will die, and his children will be under the care of another woman, of another wife, that Rava will remarry another woman, and his children from his previous wife will be now under the care of another woman. Adama Rava. Rava said, Amar of Yir Rava, Amar Rav. He said the following. He said that, your children will be given to another nation. That's Eshes Sa'av, a stepmother. A stepmother is as if given to another nation. Akrin Bechalman. They said the following pasuk, Lecha chol b'simcha lachmecha. Go eat your meal, your lechem, your bread, b'simcha, rejoicing. Labaya omer lei marva ischach, v'achalta v'shasis, v'karitza p'zucha mecher v'dalibach. Your business will prosper, you eat and drink, and you'll say this pasuk from the glad rejoicing of the heart. The Rav omer lei, he said, pasuk ischach, he says your business will go down, you will now lose money, and you will shech to eat, but you won't want to be eat, you won't eat because of your sadness, because you'll be so upset. And you'll say over this pasuk to try to give you some more encouragement and hope and give you some more optimism, you'll say over this pasuk. Akrina Zerav Taitziya Sada. They sent him with the pasuk, you'll now plant Zerav Taitziya Sada, and you'll have crops that'll grow. So the end of the pasuk says, and the locusts will devour them. Lamaya Amra Lemiresh. Tabaya, he just interpreted the first part of the pasuk, your crops will be abundant. But Larava Amra Lemisefa, for Rava, he said the safe of the pasuk, that it'll all be destroyed, that the locusts will devour them. Akrin Zaysim Ayulach Mechol Gulcha. They said the pasuk that you'll have olives in your whole area. So in all your boundaries you'll have olives. Labaya Armale Meresh. The Rav Armale was safer that at the end of the pasuk, but whatever you try to engage in, you won't be matzliach, you won't have atzlacha. Akrin, they read the pasuk of Rav Kolam Aretz, that all the nations are all seeking Shem Hashem, Nikro Lecha V'yarem Emecha, Labaya Amr Le, Nafch Lashma, Doresh Mesiftaha. For Abaya, he interpreted that you'll become a Rosh Hashiva, Ve'em also Nafch Laba Alma, and your fear will be among all the people. They'll have Moira from the Rosh Hashiva, so V'rom Emecha. The Rava Amala Badaina Damalki Itbar, the Rava, he interpreted, he said that the treasure house of the king will be broken into. Vendaina call the Vendaina Malki Itbar, Umitvasa Beganva, and you'll be captured, you'll be arrested and suspected as being the thief, and you'll be arrested. Vendaina Kulialma Kalvachimer Minach, and everyone will make a Kalvachimer from you. If Rava was arrested for this, then there'll be a pachat. So that's the Yoram in Mecca. They'll have fear. They'll have fear. If Rava could be arrested as a ganav, what? How secure? How safe is anybody? Lemacha itba b'dayna demacha. And the next day, that's what happened. The treasure house of the treasure is broken into. V'asav atafsalei l'Rava, and they arrested Rava. They said they saw lettuce on the mouth of a barrel. They said, I have iska kichas. They said that your business will take off like the lettuce. The leaves of the lettuce, Rashi says, are folded over, like a doubling of the profits. The leaves are folded one over the other, pressed over the other, and they have a doubling of profits. L'rav amle morir iska kichas, that your business will be bitter. It will be bitter like lettuce, chasa, which is bitter. Armle chaza bisra pumdana, with some meat on the mouth of a barrel. Labaya armala basim chamrach, that your wine will be very, very sweet. Your wine will be of high quality. Vasa kuli amla misim bisra chamrach, and everyone will come to try to buy meat, wine, and meat from you because of the superior quality. Rav armla takiv chamra, your wine will turn sour. Vasa kuli amla misim bisra lemechalbe, and everyone will buy meat in order to drink the wine. They'll have to accompany it with meat, so they'll have to buy meat to, and that's a connection with the meat in the barrel, because they won't drink it without buying meat. They said that we saw that there was a barrel hanging suspended from a palm tree. They said that your business will grow high to the heights like a palm tree. L'Rav Armele Chaliska b'Tamr, and the Rabbi said your business will be sweet like the dates. What's Pshat sweet like the dates? Rashi says it'll be sweet to people because they can buy it for a very low price. To be able to buy it at a very rock bottom price. Armele Chazaruma de Katria Pumdama. They said we saw pomegranates on the mouth of a barrel. Labaya Armele. They said Asig Iska Berumna, that your business will be, your merchandise will be expensive like pomegranates. It'll be sour, tart like a pomegranate. We saw a barrel that fell into a pit. That you'll be in high demand, your merchandise will be in high demand. Like people say that it's something, the bread fell into a pit and hasn't been found. It's something that you search for, be in high demand, like the expression of something that fell into a pit and you're looking for it and you want to find it and you haven't found it yet. Your merchandise will be ruined, they'll throw it into a pit. Armile Chaza Bar Chamra the Kai Islan Vinoya. Then we said that there was a donkey that was standing on her heads and was braying. Labai Armile Malkavas. To Abai, he interprets, said, you're going to be a Malka, you're going to be like a king. The Kai Amoralach. So you'll darshan Barabim. The speaker, the Amoira, used to say over the drosha from the Rosh Hashiva, you say over the drosha to the public. So there'll be someone braying in front of you, you'll be the Rosh Hashiva, you'll say over the Shiurim, and the speaker will say it out, will say it loudly to the public. That Petra Chamor, that parsha will be erased from your tefillin. Amrlei ledi chazal leviyisi. So I just saw it and it's there. Amrlei vav the Petra Chamor vav I got mitzvah. The vav of the Petra Chamor of that parsha, that vav of that word is erased, and that's what it means. It's erased from the tefillin. L'sayif azol Rav l'chudei l'gabe. Then a little later, Rav himself went to Bar Hedya without Abaya. Amrlei chazid dasha brisa den afal. I saw the outer door of my house that fell down. Amalei ishqa shkiva, said that your wife died. Amalei chaze kave v'shenai denotra, I saw my molars and front teeth that fell out. Amalei benach bantcha shavin, your sons and daughters are going to die. Amalei chaze tati yana de parcha, and I said two doves that flew, that were flying. Amalei trei nashe migarsh, you're going to divorce two wives. Armle chazay trei gargil de lifta. He said, I saw two heads of the turnip. Armle trein kufa balata. He said that you're going to be hit twice. Also, Rava Hawi Yom of Yasbe Mashkuli Yama. So Rava wanted to avoid being hit. It was foretold in the dream. So he stayed in the base marriage the entire day. Ashka Hanutri Saginora, they're two blind people. Davka Minsa Baharidani, they were quarreling, they were fighting with each other. Also Rava Leperuke. So Rava wanted to break it up. Umahul Rava Trey, and they gave him two blows. They hit him twice. Zolul Mechtachrita. They were gonna give him a third one. So then he said, He said, Mistaya, and he said, Omar, Mistaya, Treyachas, it's enough. He said, it's enough. I only saw two in my dream. I didn't see three, so two is, I'm not deserving of getting a third one. At the end, Rava relented and he paid him. Omar, so Omar lechazai, she said enough. Well, I saw the wall of my house that collapsed. You're going to have that. He said you're going to have properties without boundaries, like the wall falls down. There's no boundaries. There's no limit. He said I saw the house of Abaya that fell down and it was covered in dust. He said that Abaya will be nifter, will die, and you're going to take over and be the Rosh Hashiva. He said, I saw my own house that fell down. And people were taking away brick by brick. He said, your shmaitzes, your teachings will spread throughout the whole world. He said that his head was split open. They saw that in the dream. And also Mukrin, his brain fell out. He said, the feathers are coming out of your pillow. In his dream that he was, they were read to him the halal Mitzrayim. Nisim is Rakshlach. You'll have nisim, miracles will happen to you. Arba, Rava was traveling with Barhedya in a boat. So he said to himself, Barhedya, why am I going to travel with a person that's going to have an ace, right? If he has an ace, then if the boat sinks, he'll be saved, and perhaps I won't. So why should I travel with him? So he wanted to get off the boat. Badi the Kasolik, as he was leaving, as he was disembarking from the boat, Nafal Siframina, his book fell from Barhedya. Ashkei Rav v'chaza d'havaksi be'kol ha'chalem yosol ha'chapeh. And he saw that was written, he had his book of interpretations of dreams, and he saw that was written over there that all interpretations are after the path. The way the person interprets it, the way he says what's going to happen, that's what happens. So Omar Rava said to him, Rasha, he said to him, you Rasha, b'didach kaim avasartin kulehai, it was up to you, you could have interpreted it any way, and you caused me so much suffering and so much pain by interpreting l'ra. Kula mechilin lach bar mi bar tederachis. He said, I'm moichel everything except the daughter of Chista, which was his wife. And she died based on his interpretation, then I'm not moichel. He said, you should fall into the hands of a malchus of a king that will not have mercy on you. Amar Mayavit, so Barhedya said to him, what should I do? Gemir, the killer's chacham, afil b'chinam ibo, that the curse of a Talmud chacham, even for no reason, then it comes true. Because Shekain Rava, and certainly Rava de Bedina Kalayit. And certainly in the case of Rava, that he was justified in cursing me. Amar la'ikim v'igli, he said, let me go into exile. Do Amar mar golus machaperis oven. Because golus is machaper the oven, so perhaps that will give me a kapora and that I won't get punished. So to be continued, what happened next with the Maisa Barhedya.